This is an RNIB talking book.
An End to Promises by Douglas Hurd.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Introduction. 2 years ago, I wrote a novel about No. 10 Downing Street and thought that would be enough. For a time it was. But recently the thought of another book about working in that house has been nagging at my mind. Vote to Kill perhaps caught the flavour of No. 10 as an institution. The way people talk, tea is made, papers flow, the tension of private and public lives mingles in the same building. But invented characters are no substitute for real ones. Fiction, set vaguely 15 years ahead, is no substitute for the actual years 1970 to 1974. Already the myths are growing, the subtleties are being lost, and the flavour is escaping. This book is not a history of Mr. Heath's premiership. It is too soon for that, nor am I qualified to write it. I have consulted no government documents. I have interviewed no high personages. There are many papers which I never saw, meetings which I did not attend, motives and explanations at which I can only guess. I have simply tried to set down something of what I saw, did, and felt as the Prime Minister's political secretary during those years. This limitation has, I realize, turned what follows into something of a rag bag. The length at which the book deals with the subject is a measure of my involvement in that subject, not of its importance. For example...